Good morning.
Hello, hello.
This is Ivan and Will of Effective Meltdown. It's our first show. You're listening at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. There we go. Oh, I thought I was on.
We're so excited to be playing for you.
There we go. All right, first show. You got some blunders.
That's how it goes.
So this is our show, Effective Meltdown. Mm-hmm. Basically how it's going to work, we think, and it's probably going to change over time, but we have decided to make up our own emotions.
Maybe not make up as literally as that, but you know, take an emotion or a feeling that doesn't quite have a defined name,
right,
defined down to a single word, take that feeling, make up our own ridiculous word for it, and sort of portray it through music.
Yeah, be careful with the ridiculous. I mean, we are very earnest. We are very serious. We are feelers, first and foremost.
We are very emotive, romantic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. And so for the show, we kind of were thinking of, you know, what's an emotion that's probably that we both have experienced that doesn't really have a name?
Yeah, we were thinking sort of the transition to, you know, a new time in your life or a new place. In particular, is what I was thinking, you know, my first, you know, week or so at college, sort of the anxiety coupled up with that, also doubled with, you know, perhaps hopefulness for the future, how things will change, and being excited for that.
Yeah. And so we came up with Tamp and Tisso Retroxiety. I'm going to say that one more time, just for everyone listening, the six people. All right. Temp and Tissa Retroxiety. Yeah, and so I think the key part of this emotion is it's got these two polarizing ends. On one side, you are mourning the place that you just came from, you know, and that can be very melancholic.
Yes.
And then, you know, at the same time, you have anxieties, or so let's say that you have hope then for the future. Mm-hmm. So on one side you have the melancholic mourning for the past, and then also the hope for the future. And then I think the anxiety is actually what creates the euphoria that grounds both of those polarizing ends, right?
So yes, I can see that.
Yeah, so you have anxiety about being able to mourn. Like, so let's say you're a college student. You have anxiety about being able to mourn the loss of being at home, being in this new area, being with family and all of your old friends. But then you also have this euphoric anxiety for the future, which you don't know how it's going to go, but you have all these new people. You think you can make it good, but you know, you're not sure. And of course, no one can predict the future.
Yeah. Something that made it very real for me, or at least sometime that I felt this viscerally, was my first day or first few days at Tufts, being in the dining hall surrounded by a whole bunch of people that I didn't know. Obviously, that was anxiety inducing. I didn't know these people.
Was that intimidating?
You were intimidating. You know, all these people were very intimidating, but at the same time, you're surrounded by all these people that you know some of them are going to make the best friends you've ever met, which you're very hopeful for, but in the immediate term, it's very anxiety-ridden.
Oh, well, that's really nice. yeah, that's very nice. So we're going to play some songs that we think reflect this Temp and Tissa Retroxiety. First up is Banshee Beat, Animal Collective. Off of their, so it's 2005, feels, would you say it's a post-rock album?
Definitely towards the latter half. First time I feel like it's a little more traditional Animal Collective-ness.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Sort of on that second disc, you get a lot more spaciness, a lot more ambience. I feel like that's more characteristic of post-rock.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's still there, I think, in the first half, because I think they're still more concerned with textures than they are with a lot of the words. But nevertheless, Banshee Beat, Animal Collective, I really hope you guys at least find the anticipatory sort of nature to this that I find. So let's give it a listen.
Drive.
Hello, hello. Ivan, what did we just listen to?
All right, that was Banshee Beat, Animal Collective, from their 2005 album Feels. So I guess just a brief rundown of why I think, this really screams Tempentissa Retrozyety.
Exactly.
Which we really got to tell Animal Collective about. It starts off with "Oh, There'll Be Time." I really feel like that captures that feeling of anticipation that is to come, but also, that there will be time to figure out the past and parcel it out into this new excitement. I'm not totally sure, but I really think that pulls from T.S. Eliot, which I'm sure Tempentissa Retrozyety is all over there. But, there'll be time to just cry. I wonder why it didn't work out. Right, it's like the anxiety about the mourning of the past, the why. But then it starts off in that, slow atmospheric melancholic echo, but it really gets into that new excitement.
Yes.
And it starts to ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. How'd you like that?
Very good.
AV hits us with "I don't think that I like you anymore." I found out new feelings at the feeling store.
Yes.
Animal Collective are also feelers, just like us.
Crazy to think.
Yeah. And I think that gets that euphoric feeling at the end, once he goes to find the new swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, I think the past and the present is starting to be bridged. That mourning and that euphoria is now becoming one.
Yeah.
Which I think is a super important part about this emotion, because I think really what it is it starts off as a polarized emotion with two ends.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, if it goes healthily and mm-hmm. it's not pathologized, like, I think it you get this one feeling, mm-hmm. That you've parceled out everything and now you're in the present.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right. So, Will, what are we listening to next?
So we are going to listen to, I guess, my direct inspiration for this emotion, and that it comes from PJ Harvey, A Place Called Home. Now, this album was, I guess, more or less created while PJ Harvey was living abroad. She's a Brit by nature, and she was living in New York City for 9 or so months shooting a film for an actress. In that time, this album, The Stories from the Sea, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, was conceived, and she wrote some songs that made it onto the final album. I feel like A Place Called Home really takes, I guess, our emotion pretty tongue-in-cheek, especially this song called A Place Called Home, where PJ Harvey's actively searching for a new home, sort of looking for it. And towards the end, I feel like more or less you can feel an anticipation that it's impending and that it's going to happen, and that there's hopefulness for that in pursuit of the new home. Obviously, the lyrics focus on this feeling. There's one thing that is repeated at the end of the song is, "One day there will be a place for us. There will be a place for us." They are feeling it, and it's impending. I guess we'll get into it, and I can explain some of my motives afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
By nature.
By nature.
Thank you.
And we are back. So that was A Place Called Home by PJ Harvey. I feel it, you know, is very much sort of like a hero's journey in pursuit of a new home, as the title, I guess, portrays quite literally. Throughout the song, I feel like, in particular, I feel like it maybe sort of mimics my journey from a new home, from home to a new place, i.e. University life. That in it remains mostly hopeful. I felt like, you know, university is obviously a place for great, it's a place of great change. It's a place of great opportunity as well. And I feel like that's really, really portrayed in the song quite beautifully. You know, it never really quite gets to a dark place. Like some other songs that we might be listening to later on.
Like college.
It never gets to a dark place like college, but I feel like it's very much this song very much encapsulates the more uplifting, euphoric feeling about what's to come in that place when you find it. Obviously, you know, it's talking about a new home, not a new house, per se.
True, yeah.
So I feel like... this song in particular was really getting at my emotions of, you know, looking at the future, maybe somewhat distant future, not the immediate, being super, super excited to have brand new friends, a brand new home once we get there. That's why I picked the song. That's why it inspired me for this emotion that I still cannot pronounce.
Yeah. All right, let's try it together. Temp.
Antissa retro-xiety.
There you go. Now do it. Now say it fast.
Temp antissa retro-xiety.
That's actually better than I can do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's temp antissa retro-xiety. We're going to be playing more songs today that we think mirror that emotion. But first, I have a PSA.
Public service announcement.
You're going to really like this one, Will.
Okay.
Life without microorganisms?
Mm.
Do you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now?
Microbiome.
Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt.
Yes.
Meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Microbiome's very important.
I'm sort of. I mean, I haven't had yogurt in probably a year now.
Neither have I. Yeah. Yogurt sort of...
In fact, I haven't eaten a green probably in like 4 months. Mom and Dad, I know you're listening. I mean,
we may have to work on that.
That was a lie. I was joking.
We may have to work on that.
Yes, my gut health is pretty bad. Thank God for PSAs.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so we have some more music for Temp Antissa Retro-xiety. What do we have next?
We have I Can Change by LCD Sound System.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, let's
hear it. Let's get into it.
Tell me line, make it easy for
And we're back. Ivan, what was that song?
So, all right, this is, I'm going to butcher this, mm-hmm. and I'm severely sorry.
It's okay.
But that was Mabe Fratty, mm-hmm. Pentella Azula.
The people are mad at you.
I know. From her album, Sentir Que No Sabes.
Oh, God.
Okay, hey, leave me alone. I actually did try to look it up this summer when I listened to the album, and the YouTube video was just, like, completely not helpful. It was actually some... It was a dude just like me saying it just like I did. I figured that was probably wrong, but I've kind of ran with it.
Does not sound right.
Yeah, okay. yeah, well, okay, Will also said some weird stuff today. He walked in and he said... I'm feeling like blue crystals today.
Yes. In
light, I just didn't know you were like that.
You know, in light of the spiritual revelation that I had, I'm a feeler. Spiritually, you know, I've been spiritually uplifted recently, and you know, it's still dark outside. I was gonna say we're up bright and early, but we're up early and dark.
Yeah. By the way, it is not bright here.
It is a little gloomy, and because of that, I'm feeling blue crystals.
Blue crystals. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. And then what did we listen to before that?
We listened to Pilgrimage by Ichigo Aoba, off of her 2020 album Windswept Adon. Beautiful album, chamber folk. A bit of a mix-up based in her discography, as most of it's just her singing with guitar. This one brings in more chamber instruments, which is really nice. And I feel like that really gets at, you know, the journey to the place, the journey to a new home, per se, in our emotion.
Yeah, I tried to listen to that album a year ago, twice. It just didn't work for me. But I'm going to give it another try.
There we go.
Because you're a feeler, mm-hmm. And I really want to feel stuff.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, okay. And what do we have next?
We have Intro by M83 next.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really anticipatory song.
It is now.
Really feels like it's building something.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole album. Let's get into it.
Sure. Take it away.
Enjoy.
Thank you. In Unless I have someday ran my wandering mind away. Oh, oh man, what I used to be. Montezuma too.
That was Fleet Foxes, Montezuma. Mm-hmm. What else did we listen to?
We listened to All of My Thoughts by Spiritualized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that song may be getting into our theme for next week.
It may be. So this week we did... Do you want to do it?
Sure. We did Tampa Tissot Retrosiety.
There we go.
You know, a feeling of, I guess, sort of the anxiety... produced by entering a new environment / you know, hopefulness for the future and how this will blossom into something hopefully great.
Yeah, and mourning the past.
Mourning the past as well.
Yeah.
Mourning that things will never really be the same.
Yeah. So next week we are thinking of doing Stooplime. Mm-hmm. That would be a mixture of stupor and the sublime. Sia Nye coined the term in her book Ugly Feelings. Mm-hmm. Basically it's an emotion where you're induced in a state of stupor because there is something that is just so great in front of you, but also muddy, hard to comprehend. But then you also feel that feeling of sublime, you know, that this is so big, this is so grand. Mm-hmm. So we might use some Spiritualized there because when I listen to that album, my ears get a little numb.
You know, it's so grand the whole way through. Sometimes it's a little hard to listen to, you know, from front to back, but, you know, in individual songs, it's very palatable and, you know, especially when everything was coming in all of my thoughts, you know, all the background noises, it goes from very serene to very super, super grand. Feel like that sort of just stupors you. You know, you're stuck in a little bit of a whoa.
Yeah.
To put it into vague terms.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's a good emotion.
It's a good emotion.
It's a good emotion. So you should listen to our next show.
That's right.
So this is Effective Meltdown. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. We got one last song here. Should we do Comfy and Nautica?
Sure.
All right, this is Comfy and Nautica by Panda Bear.